This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Thank you, Lucius. There is some NBA breaking news right here. Woj with the bomb as appears Utah's rebuilding, sending Rudy Gobert to Minnesota. The Jazz get back Malik Beasley, Patrick Beverley, Walker Kessler, and Jared Vanderbilt, multiple first-round picks for Rudy Gobert, and now they get a chance to have a do-over on their attempt at building a contender. Maybe Mitchell's available as well. Maybe the Mavs are going to get Mitchell.
Throw that out there.
That's their big plan.
Yeah,
we'll let Brunson go. We're getting Mitchell.
Maybe they knew exactly. Maybe we have to walk that back a little bit.
No, but that'd be a surprise.
No, that was Minnesota was a team that was I was reading just some of the, you know, rumors. Man, I tell you what, basketball rumors are incredible. I mean, all the things, but there's just so many moving parts, you know, of what you have to do. It's funny. I look at first-round picks, like, from my days in the NFL. It's like I get excited. Basketball, those guys just like, whatever. We're just going to move on. We don't need these picks, whatever. You know, that kind of a thing, so. It's kind of funny.
Well, Windhorst kind of teased this, or at least attempted to yesterday in encrypted video is what it seemed like, a teasing towards a very strange trade, and I believe that's what we got right here.
Yeah.
Pretty strange trade here. But I think a lot of the NBA is now it's starting to realize the old school big man who can't defend the perimeter or play offense on the perimeter is more of a liability when you get into some of these tough situations in the playoffs. Anyway, here's Brian Broaddus with Krusty's Corner.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate that. I want to salute, by the way, John Machota from The Athletic. And when everybody else is trying to take time off, John is creating so much content.
He's cranking it.
He is cranking the content out. And I love John's work. He's super, hardworking guy. He just doesn't take any time off. It's worth the follow when it can't because he's always got really good videos.
He does.
And pictures and stuff like that. Him and David Hellman were two of the best when it came to following practice. Those guys do a great job. But I'm going to steal some work from him that he did. He just recently put out a top 10 list of the Cowboys' best moves in the last 10 years. And so, again, going from 1 to 10, I will start at 10 and work my way to 1. And let's see if, General, if this can kind of draw you into the fight.
Okay.
Or the conversation.
I'll pick a fight with you.
I know you will. You're good at fighting. Okay. Number 10 for John Machota was the hiring of Dan Quinn. The defense was in terrible shape after 2020. The Cowboys had just finished 23rd in total defense, 28th in scoring defense. It was arguably their worst group in franchise history. Quinn was hired following January. He quickly turned things around, getting everybody on the same page, allowing standouts like Parsons and Diggs to play to their strengths and have outstanding seasons.
I need him to prove it. I don't know if I'd make Dan Quinn a top 10 move over the last decade after just one good year. It was a great year, though, but they added Micah Parsons. We'll see. We'll see if we're still talking like that in 8 months' time.
Yeah, I think the addition, my buddies in Atlanta were telling me how much I would love Dan Quinn and what he could bring. And they were talking about really all the coaches that Dan brought with him, you know, secondary coach, defensive line coach. They couldn't say enough good things about Dan Quinn. So, like you said, let's see if it works out.
Thankfully, I mean, they've had some bad DCs over the years. DC situations.
Well, that Mike Nolan one that was really bad. Number 9, drafting CeeDee Lamb, picking the team's number one wide receiver of the future with the 17th pick in 2020 was a smart move. The decision came down to Lamb or Chaisson. The Jaguars picked Chaisson at 20. He started 11 games in two seasons, totaling 2 sacks. 6 tackles for loss. Lamb has started 27 games in 2 seasons, totaling 2,037 yards and scoring 13 touchdowns.
Yeah, great pick. Can't imagine them taking Chase on, how brutal that would have been.
Yeah, that was...
Took a lot of guts, especially if they were going to get rid of Amari Cooper a couple years later.
Well, here's number 8 on John Machota's list of the top 10 moves the Cowboys have made in the last 10 years. Trading for Amari Cooper. Obviously, he's no longer on the roster, and the move didn't get the Cowboys to the Super Bowl. But trading a first-round pick, which was number 27 for Cooper, was exactly what the team needed to be a constant playoff contender. Dallas had to find Prescott a number one wide receiver, and Cooper immediately took over that role, averaging 70 yards receiving per game and scoring 27 touchdowns in 56 games. He made two Pro Bowls in his 3.5 seasons in Dallas.
Yeah, it was a nice stint with the Cowboys. I think towards the end, his athleticism is starting to fail him because of all the combined injuries over the years. Like, he really couldn't work out last offseason.
He couldn't at all.
And that really got the best of his step.
Yeah, I think that was one of, you know, you talked about that, and you're like, I remember some meetings we had, and you're like, does he look slow to you? Does he look slow getting off the line and stuff like that? And, you know, the injuries probably had something to do, but not being able to practice. I think the availability, I think the Cowboys, they told him, hey, you need to have a big year. And he didn't have a big year.
I mean, there's the practice, and then there's just keeping all your muscles in tip-top condition. Yeah. After 2 weeks, they start to atrophy a little bit. After 6 months, you're a significantly different athlete.
It hit him hard. It really did. Number 7 was drafting DeMarcus Lawrence. It's great to find a 2-time Pro Bowl edge rusher early in the first round, but it's even better when it's in the second. Dallas desperately needed to get help, get after the quarterback entering the 2014 draft. DeMarcus Ware had just been released. So they used the first round pick on Martin, and then they draft Lawrence. I think that was a great pick.
Yeah, that's what you're hoping for out of Sam Williams, right?
Absolutely. That's what you're absolutely hoping for. Number 6, drafting Trevion Diggs. This pick belongs somewhere on the list, but it comes at number 6 because the Cowboys landed him in the second round. They were thinking about taking him at 17 in that draft, in the 2020 draft, if they got wiped out. But they got him at 51. That's some outstanding value for a defender who already has 14 interceptions, 35 pass defense in only 2 seasons. Think he should be higher on the list? He's number 6
no,
right now.
No, I was thinking that's about right, and I'm wondering if at the end of the year we'll have him higher than Tank. As far as I don't know who's going to be the better overall player over the course of their careers.
Yep. Number 5, drafting Travis Frederick. This would be higher on the list if Frederick was still playing, but there's no question his impact, making 5 Pro Bowls in 7 seasons. There's a lot of people that were wrong about Travis Frederick, by the way.
Hell of a pick, yeah. Everybody wanted Sharif Floyd, the defensive tackle. Yeah. They end up trading back and getting Frederick in was it the final pick of the first round?
Yeah, yeah, it was 31, I believe. It's 30 or 31, right around there, yeah.
Yeah, but he checks all the boxes, and this team was a lot better. The offensive line was a lot more steady.
Yeah, 31 was the pick, and then they also picked up 74. They could have got a extra second round pick from San Francisco on that trade. By the way, they sold short on it, but they ended up with a great player, so can't fault them with that. Number 4, elevating Will McClay to his current position. McClay's been with the organization for 20 years, but officially took over running the draft in 2014. You know, McClay is, if you look at some of the picks, since McClay's taken over, Dallas picked Prescott, Martin, Parsons, Lawrence, Byron Jones, Randy Gregory, Ezekiel Elliott, CeeDee Lamb, and Trevion Diggs. Number 4, that was Will McClay elevating him to that current position.
Yeah.
First, I like Tom Siskowski. I love him like a brother. Elevating Will was the right thing to do. Number 3, drafting Michael Parsons.
Ooh. Okay.
Sample is small but extremely impressive, and if Parsons continues to improve, this could end up being Dallas's best decision.
There's 2 moves better than drafting Micah Parsons.
That's what they're saying right now.
Firing Jason Garrett's number 2.
Number 2 is drafting Zach Martin.
Okay.
Not only did Dallas land a potential future Pro Bowl or Pro Football Hall of Famer, but also picked Martin over Johnny Manziel. He's made 7 Pro Bowls and named first team All-Pro 5 times, second team twice.
Eventually, Parsons will be more important than Zach. There's only so much you can do at guard.
Number 1, drafting Dak Prescott. It's difficult enough to find franchise quarterback in the first round of the NFL draft. The Cowboys found one in the 4th. Prescott was the 135th pick in 2016. He has gone on to win NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year, made 2 Pro Bowls, and has led Dallas to 3 playoff appearances. He's a top 10 quarterback and one of the biggest reasons to be optimistic about the Cowboys' future.
For sure. All righty. Thank you so much, Brian. His Krusty's Corner every afternoon at 2:40 right here on 105.3 The Fan. There's 1 hour down, 2.5 more to go. Rangers pregame is coming up at 6:30. They're going to take on the Mets this evening in New York. Cowboys Twitter, is this guy's seat actually cooler than we might think going into year 3? That's coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.